Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's all Paula, her dearest friends and family, celebrity chat, special guests, and questions from you.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
To ask Paula a question, just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like to chat. Now, let's go see what's cooking with Paula today.
Well, hello, everybody. We are in the third week of What's Cooking with Paula Deen, talking about Thanksgiving. It's going to be all about that holiday until Thanksgiving Day comes and goes. And guess who I've got in here with me today? Oh, one of my favorite friends, Cheryl from Back in the Day Bakery. Cheryl and Griff own Back in the Day Bakery. It's located on Bull Street, isn't it, Cheryl?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, y'all.
It's a favorite spot of the locals here in town. Griffin makes the best bread you've ever put in your mouth. Cheryl does the sweets, and Griff does the savories, y'all. So if you're in town, you got to go by there and have a sandwich on some of Griff's incredible bread. Oh, when they walked in a few minutes ago, I said, Griff, you brought me a loaf of bread, didn't you? He said, no, not today. So I'm going to have to go down there and get me a loaf.
Yeah.
But we have the privilege of chatting with Cheryl, and we're going to be talking about sweets and desserts.
My favorite subject.
Yes, I know. And you are an authority on it. What is your normal Thanksgiving desserts that you do at home, Cheryl?
I love pies. That just takes me back, Paula, to baking with my mom and all those food memories. I can still remember staying up all night making the crust and making the fillings. And so I still, that's my go-to, is I love making pies. And, you know, I love making everything from scratch. So just try to do things that are in season. I love a sweet potato pie.
I do, too. You know, I like a sweet potato pie, I think, better than a pumpkin pie.
I do.
And the way I work in the pumpkin at my house is with my pumpkin gooey butter cake.
Oh, yeah.
To me, that's better than any pumpkin pie.
Yeah, it's true.
So I've got my gooey butter cakes and that sweet potato pie.
Oh, yeah. Pecan pie, so maybe.
Pecan pie, yes, yes, yes. Well, this is something that I'm interested in this Thanksgiving. You know, I've sitting here with about five or six of my books in my lap. I've done so much over the years, it's hard for me to remember and keep things straight. I was flipping through Paula Deen and Friends.
I love that.
And I came up on my recipe for gingerbread cookies for boys and girls. And how cute would that be to decorate them per season, whatever the season happens
to be. Oh,
that'd
be so fun. Yes. I even love them even. You could take them as far as Valentine's Day, even a gingerbread cookie.
Yeah, you really could. And for Christmas, you could decorate them like Santa Claus, Mr. and Miss Claus, couldn't you?
Yep.
Now, how would you decorate one at Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving? Oh, you know, there's so many good cutters that you can get. Why not little turkeys or little pilgrims or, you know, just all kinds of fun stuff that
you
could
do.
All
right. Now, if you just made the regular gingerbread boy and girl, how could you decorate that one to make it work?
What about like a little, you know, like a little pilgrim couple?
Yes.
That would be cute.
Wouldn't that be cute?
Yeah, I think so. And maybe a turkey thrown in there.
Yes. Yes, so that would be so cute. And you could make them little hats, couldn't you?
Yeah, little
out
hats.
Out of extra dough.
She could have a little dress on. I mean, you could even take like your gingerbread cookie and try to make them look kind of Thanksgiving. You know, there's little dresses and stuff like that. Yeah. And maybe a little hat on him. That would be really cute. And Paula, you're so talented with your painting. I remember that time we painted cookies at the bakery.
Oh, that was so fun.
So fun.
When you pull that out and said, okay, your task today is to paint a cookie. That was I've never painted a cookie
before. Yeah, but I had seen your watercolors, and I knew that was the perfect thing for you to do. But, I mean, even, you know, it wouldn't have to be that detailed even, but...
Yeah.
You could do something fun with little, you know, decorations that you could put on top with kids.
Yes.
I think that'd be cute.
I would love to come down there and get the things and let my children paint their cookies.
That'd be so fun.
Instead of using the sprinkles
and
all.
Yeah,
I'm going to come down there and I'm going to get some paints from y'all. What a great way to entertain the children.
I think that'd be so fun.
You just make the sugar cookies in advance, y'all. And then Cheryl carries all these edible paints and just let the children paint their cookies.
I think that'd be fun because you always are looking for stuff to kind of keep the little ones.
Keep them
little
busy.
Hands busy.
Oh, honey, they get so excited. Mm-hmm. The kids get so excited. School's out and they're counting down till Santa
comes.
Now, when
do you put up your tree, Paula?
I like to put my tree up the first week of December.
Mm-hmm.
When do you put yours up?
About the same. I have to do it that early because it'll, you know, working in the restaurant business, it'll come and go and
That's
say, Christmas, what?
Where is my... Let me tell you a story. It's funny and kind of sad at the same time. The first Christmas that our restaurant was in the Best Western Motel...
Mm-hmm.
We were obligated to serve 3 meals a day, 7 days a week.
Right, I remember you said
so
that.
I never had a day off, and Christmas came, and I told the boys, I said, I'm sorry, boys, but there's just not going to be a Christmas tree this year. Mama doesn't have time.
How old were they, Paula?
They were like 22 and 19, something like that. I mean, they were still living at home.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, they were grown in body.
They still wanted Christmas.
Yes, yes. So Jamie called me one night and he said, Mama, please try to come home a little early. I got us a Christmas tree. I said, oh, well, I will be. I'll make sure I finish my work and try to be home by like 11 o'clock. So I got home and I had this brass hall tree, you know, a coat rack.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie had put Christmas balls on that hall tree.
Oh.
And I wanted to cry. I wanted to cry.
But that was sweet, Jamie.
It was sweet, but I thought, oh my goodness, you know, the restaurant just took up every bit of my time.
It does.
But you know what? That's all right. A little sacrifice here and a sacrifice there. And I think looking back, they would say, well, Mama, don't feel guilty. It was worth it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It was worth it. Sweets, 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 sweets. I love to hear about you loving to make pies because, you know, I think pies are almost a thing of the past.
It's true.
A good homemade pie. Mm-hmm. If you go to a restaurant, most restaurants, not ours, the pies usually come from a food purveyor.
Mm-hmm.
There is almost no such thing as a homemade pie.
And especially
anymore.
With the crust.
Yes.
And all of that. And we make everything from scratch. And you can tell the difference. I mean, I know a lot of people say, I don't have time to do the crust. And I mean, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, they'll get the rollout crust or whatever. And,
yes.
and I know we talked about this last time because it just makes
yes.
it so easy.
Yes.
But like now, for instance, we're starting to do this at the bakery and I do the same thing at home. And I remember doing this with my mom. So we'll start making the pie crust one day. So it's not such a daunting task.
Uh-huh.
So you make the pie crust one day, and then one day you'll have a day where you roll out the pie crust. And then you can kind of stack them with little pieces of parchment and put them in the freezer. And really, that's half the battle.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
What a great idea. Now, how long will the dough last in the refrigerator,
Paula,
Cheryl?
It'll last, I mean, over a month, 6 weeks in the freezer.
Oh, in the freezer.
Yeah, in the refrigerator, I just keep it like for a few days, like maybe 3 days, because then it starts to get kind of turn
and dry.
So what I'll do, in fact, we've already started. So we started making pie crust on Saturday, and we've got a little tally on our freezer how many we're up to. We've got a long way to go. But so we do, and we still make it in a big bowl. I still get in there with my hands. And so we've started making the crust. We, you know, roll them up into the little pucks, put them in the freezer. And so then...
So you just put the balls
right
in the freezer.
And
you
then
don't
the day
roll
before
it out.
You're going to have your rollout day, you just pull them out of the refrigerator.
And everybody gets to rolling.
Then everybody gets to rolling. Then you can take those, put them in the pan, stack them up with little pieces of parchment in between, get your stacks going in the freezer. And then all you have to do is make the filling, and really, it just, you know, I think it's just kind of breaking down
that is,
the task, and then it's not like, oh my God, I have to do all this, because it would be overwhelming if you had to do it from start to finish on one day, and I think that's what stops
people. Yeah, it is. That is a great idea, Cheryl. I want to think about that for a second, and while I'm thinking, let's take a quick break, because I want to talk to you more about pies, because...
Yay!
I myself have a couple of issues. So we'll be back in a minute. If you like to make pies, hang with us. I think we can all agree that music is one of life's greatest pleasures. It has a tremendous power. It has the power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. And music also has the power to heal and has been used through centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress, and chronic pain stress. Now Michael Tyrrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies, y'all, were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. And now you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the very own comfort of your home or office. Right now, give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit WholeTones99.com and get a free sample. Visit WholeTones99.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTones99.com. Again, WholeTones99.com. Hey, y'all, I'm back here with Cheryl Day. I just love her to death. She and her husband own Back in the Day Bakery here in Savannah, Georgia. It's located on Bull Street. If you come to town, you must go by and see her. And you've got a website, too, Cheryl,
don't
you?
We do. It's backinthedaybakery.com. Simple.
That's just the way I like it. Nice and simple. Backinthedaybakery.com. I know that you don't do mail orders.
No.
But the locals can pre-order.
Absolutely.
On your website.
Orders. Actually, we like to talk to them on the phone.
You and I are so much alike, Cheryl. Give me the old-fashioned way. Give me that telephone, please. So the locals can call and pre-order. What do you get the biggest order for during the holidays?
During Thanksgiving? Definitely apple pie.
Really?
Yeah, apple pie is really popular. We make a delicious double-crusted apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're calling it an all-American apple pie, and it has a molasses butterscotch sauce. We put a little inside, and then we'll give them a little on the side. And it's just, you know, a beautiful double-crusted pie, and we put little decorations. It's really pretty.
And oh, so that sounds wonderful.
I was surprised. One year we didn't do apple pie, and people, because I just thought, I love sweet potato, I love pecan, but apple pie has been the most popular.
I'll be dog. So, well, apple pies can be a little challenging to make.
They can
to
be.
Me.
And, you know, we're here in Georgia, and we can get great apples. I like to mix a variety of different apples to go.
And tell me what apples you prefer.
So, you know, I'll see what's available, but I love to do, I'll mix Granny Smith, I love the Honeycrisp. I love like a Pink Lady.
The Lady is my favorite apple of all
time. Yeah,
times.
I love the Pink Lady.
And I'm not an apple eater.
Really?
I'm not an apple. I love fried apple pies.
Oh, I
make a tremendous amount of fried apple pies.
Oh, really, Paula? Yum.
Oh, my gosh. They're so succulent. They just melt in your mouth.
We do a baked hand pie that is pretty darn good that we do at the bakery.
But, baked hand.
Yeah. Well, you know, our thing, we don't have a fryer, actually.
Yes.
So we do everything baked. We even do like a baked donut muffin.
Uh-huh.
But so we do these hand pies. We do a sweet potato hash that has sausage, sweet potatoes, onions, apples.
Wow, so it's a savory pie.
A savory one. And then we do a sweet potato one. Uh-huh. We're doing an apple butter. I just made a big pot of apple butter, and we're filling those up for the hand pies. And then we just do them, pop them in the freezer again. You form them, put them in the freezer, and then they go straight in the oven at like 375. And they're beautiful and very, I mean, fried is still really good, though, but it's a little healthier.
I'm telling you. A fried apple pie. I've got a deep fryer, and
I
can drop them down in there.
Woo.
And oh my goodness, people just adore them.
Go crazy, yeah.
They adore them. Well, let's talk about meringue pies.
Okay.
How do you keep a meringue from weeping? I have never found a way.
Well, the old-fashioned one that you do, that you bake, those are hard to keep from weeping. Like with our sweet potato one this year, and I mean, I can't make a lemon meringue pie and not do that old-fashioned meringue that you bake. I mean,
yes.
To me, it's just not the same if you don't do that. But, you know, weather in Savannah, too, a lot of times with the humidity and all of that is a problem.
Yes.
But so now I think we may have talked about this before, but I like to do like Italian meringue, where you do it over the, or Swiss meringue, where you do it over the pot.
I was going to say the Swiss meringue.
Those are no fail.
My favorite.
Yeah. And it's great on a sweet potato pie.
Oh,
but like I said, a lemon meringue pie just is not a lemon meringue pie if you don't do.
And see, I love the lemon meringue pie with the Swiss meringue on it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It was on the cover of one of my magazines,
mm-hmm.
Cooking with Paula Deen. You can find the recipe for Swiss meringue on my website for the magazine. And it's no fail. It doesn't weep.
I was going to say no fail.
And y'all, I have to tell you, it's like putting a divinity icing on top of your pies.
Yeah.
So incredible on that lemon pie. Oh, my goodness.
I'll have to try that
again. My stomach is growling, y'all.
I do love that kind because it's just no fail.
It is no fail at all.
And the other ones don't keep as well, too. Over in the refrigerator, they'll start to get those little beadies and kind of weep out a little bit.
Yeah, it makes me so sad to open the refrigerator and see my crust sopping wet from the sweat.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would help a regular meringue, a traditional meringue, if you put meringue powder in
it. I bet that would help. I bet that would kind of stabilize it.
Yes.
Because I always put, do you put cream of tartar in your other one?
Yes.
The meringue powder may actually kind of stabilize it. We'll have to try that.
You know, the solution to this, as soon as your pie sets up, eat the whole
thing. That's what I was going to say. Just eat it.
Eat the whole thing.
That's a solution.
Don't give it time to cry.
Yeah, don't give it time to cry. It's just crying because you haven't eaten it yet.
Oh, my goodness. And one of my favorite things to cook, I probably make more pound cakes than I do any other cake.
Oh, you make a good pound cake,
because there's so much you can do with it. You can turn it into a trifle.
Mm-hmm.
You can have strawberry shortcake, peach shortcake. You can toast it for breakfast. And
you can put different...
serve it with my sweet potato butter.
Toppings.
Oh,
my
gosh.
You can put, different glazes.
Yes. And different flavorings.
Right. Oh, different flavorings,
I made a pound cake last week. Do you remember that recipe that was on the Duncan Hines cake mix box?
So you did a version of that?
I made my pound cake, and I did the Socket Timmy cake. And then I made that wonderful thick glaze that ran all down it. It was so good.
Now, what do you have a go-to that pound cake that you make every time, like a sour cream?
My grandma's sour cream pound cake. But then there's another pound cake I make that calls for 8 eggs and a pound of butter. And it's a bigger cake. You know, the sour cream pound cake, though, my grandmother, I mean, she was right on with her pound cake. And that's still my number one favorite. Well, it's time to take another quick break, Cheryl, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm with Cheryl Day here in the studio. Just sitting here looking at her makes me hungry. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment, information, and educational programming. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Audible has more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. All you got to do is download and listen on an iOS device, Android, Kindle Fire, Windows Phone, and other MP3 players. And the great thing is, unlike a streaming service, with Audible, you own your own books. And on top of that, Audible even has a 30-second rewind and a button-free mode that I just love. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/Paula and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy, y'all. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Paula. That's audiblepodcast.com/Paula. And get started today. Okay, y'all, we're back. And Cheryl Day is here in the studio with me, the proprietor of Back in the Day Bakery, located on Bull Street here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. And Cheryl and I want to share with y'all a couple of easy, easy recipes that, especially this one recipe, I think you could get your children involved in. I think they would have fun making it. And Cheryl, they're called orange blossoms.
Okay.
Super simple because you use a cake mix.
Okay.
So
well,
here
you know how I feel about a cake mix.
I know how you feel about them.
But this is super simple.
Super simple. You need one box of a yellow cake mix, one 3.4 package of instant lemon pudding, 4 eggs, 3/4 a cup of water, 3/4 a cup of vegetable oil. And that's it. You preheat your oven to 325 degrees and you grease 2 miniature muffin pans. And for the cake in a mixing bowl, all you have to do is combine the cake mix, the pudding mix, eggs, water, and oil, and beat it well. Now, these are called orange blossoms, but we're using a lemon pudding. So these would be actually called lemon blossoms. I make two different flavors, lemon and orange.
Okay.
And you just fill the muffin pans with about 1 tablespoon of batter, and you bake it for 10 to 12 minutes or until you touch it, you know, and the cake springs back. Let those cool for a minute and then topple them out of your pans. And you'll want to make a glaze for these. And the glaze is 3 cups of confectioner's sugar, 1/2 cup of either lemon juice or orange juice, 3 tablespoons of melted butter, and 3 tablespoons of water.
Yum. It's almost like a little pettifor.
It's almost like a little pettifor, yes. And you just dip the blossoms in the glaze. It says immediately after removing them from the oven. I put them on the rack so the excess can drip off. And after they harden a little bit, I double dip them.
Ah.
Because that really makes them good. You may have to make extra glaze, but this is one of those cakes that you just pop in your mouth. It's a one bite.
Yum.
Little cake. And I think the kids would love dipping them.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yes. But remember, do double dip them. They're so much better.
You could even, like, tint them.
Yes. You could put food coloring mm-hmm. in there. And like I said, you can make any flavor you want.
Mm-hmm. Double dip. Okay.
Double dip them. The more glaze, the better. All right. Now, I want to share with y'all my Grandmother Paul's sour cream pound
Yay.
Cake. It's so good
and
which
so book is
simple.
This in? I'm sure I
this
have.
This is in Paula Deen's Kitchen Classics. Mm-hmm. It's also in the Savannah Country Cookbook. And you can find it on my website. But this is a recipe that my grandmother made for years, and I just love it. It calls for very few ingredients. And it's 2 sticks of butter at room temperature, mm-hmm. 3 cups of sugar, 1 cup of sour cream, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 6 eggs, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. But I also add salt, Grandmama, because I like the little salty bite. I add anywhere from 1/2 teaspoon to 1 teaspoon of salt. Preheat your oven to 325 degrees. You cream your butter and your sugar together. And then you add your sour cream. Sift together your flour and baking soda and salt. Add to the cream mixture alternately with eggs, 1 at a time, beating well after each. And you always want to start with your flour and end with your flour. Mm-hmm. It makes for a smoother batter. Add your vanilla and then pour it into a greased and floured tube pan and bake for 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Mm.
And you might want to make sure your oven is calibrated.
Oh, yeah. A little oven thermometer.
Yes. You might want to get you an oven thermometer and just make sure your oven is correct. Because if your oven is off at all, it can really mess up your recipes.
But that's a thing people need to know, that you can get those inexpensive oven thermometers. And you can calibrate, if you will, your
yes.
oven. If it's hot, then you just turn it down so it's the
there
right temperature.
Go.
But
there
you don't
want
to cook a pound cake on 350 or 375, that'd be a problem.
I remember I was filming this show from my digital network
mm-hmm.
on pauladeen.com, and they had been to repair my oven.
Mm-hmm.
So I made this beautiful pound cake, put it in the oven, and 5 minutes later, I said, and I have an audience when I'm shooting for the network, I said, y'all smell something burning? And they said, yeah, something's burning. I opened my oven door. The top of that pound cake was black. The day before, when they had worked on it, they
cranked
put
it up.
No, they put my handles on backwards.
No.
So I was broiling that cake at 500 degrees.
Oh, gosh.
But you know what? The girls that were there in the audience, they ran up and we pulled that burnt crust off and ate it. And it was delicious. So an oven can mess up a perfect
yes,
recipe.
Yes, it can.
All right. Now, would you share your favorite pound cake recipe
well,
with us?
I think that's going to become my new favorite. But the only thing that I would say, if we're sharing secrets about how to really have success when you're baking, I think a lot of times people don't know how to cream their butter properly, Paula. That's
Tell
the biggest thing.
Tell us how to do it, Cher. I think you're on to something.
Yeah. So, you know, when it says, because a lot of times they just don't know. When you're,
yeah.
If you've just got butter and you're creaming your sugar, you want to cream it until it's really nice and light and fluffy. Because
okay.
until you start introducing, you know, the flour, you don't really have to worry about
Right.
Overbeating at that point.
Right.
So just get it really light and fluffy. And that really, I think, makes such a huge difference with cakes and with cookies, too. People just kind of cream it a little bit. I've seen people, Paula, that have had culinary degrees.
Really?
And they don't cream it long enough.
Okay.
So,
how long? Transfer that into minutes.
Okay.
For us.
So about with the amount that you just said, I would say, and of course it depends on if you're doing it with a handheld
uh-huh.
or with a stand-up mixer,
yes.
But you can easily go up to 5 minutes.
Okay, because I usually cream mine for about 10.
Yeah, easily. So, yeah, I mean, if you're doing a handheld, and I know you like to use a handheld, you probably would.
Well, for my pound cakes, I don't.
Okay.
I always use my stand mixer, less than that.
And you'd have to look, because at the bakery, I do. I cream like 10 minutes, especially like cookies and stuff like that. So.
Yes.
But no less than 5 minutes. And you just kind of have to, somebody once told me, know your dough. You know, you have to be looking and be present to what it's supposed to look like. And you just want it really. So, yeah.
Well, I found that in creaming your butter and your sugar, y'all, it will get lighter in
color. Yeah.
It will get lighter in color when it is creamed properly.
And even like brown sugar.
Yes.
Still got to make sure it gets really light.
Yes,
so, yeah, five to ten minutes, I think that's
all right.
Good.
Now, how long, when you're alternately adding your liquid with your flour, how long after you've put the last ingredient in, how long should you beat it for?
I mean, you're just doing that part because you do have your flour. That's when you want to be careful about overmixing.
Yes.
So you're not going to want to go over a minute. I mean, you're just looking at it to make sure it's incorporated.
Okay.
You know, so because really all the work has been done with the creaming.
Right.
You know, that's part of the leavening process.
Right.
So that last part, you just basically want to make sure that everything's incorporated at
and
that time.
I have found I have a very good mixer.
Do you have the kind
with
the...
It's a name brand.
But does it have one of those rubber beaters now that
no,
you can get?
No, mine doesn't have a rubber beater.
Mm-hmm.
It's metal.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's it's a name brand.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to be sure when I pull the beaters out of the cake that I have to get a spatula
still,
and go down there.
Absolutely.
Because even a top-rate mixer will not get down there in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to take your spatula and stir it up good at the bottom.
And that I do the same thing at home, but even at the bakery when I'm making a huge batch of cake, what I do is I take it out of the big bowl and put it into another bowl to make sure that I get that bottom, because even with the best mixer, it doesn't make up for little hand work.
Right.
So.
You have to. I don't care if you're working with the top-of-the-line mixer or a medium-grade mixer. You're going to have to stir the bottom of that that bowl and get it all incorporated.
I agree.
How much butter goes in one of your pound cakes?
At the bakery?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Probably 4 pounds.
Probably how much?
Like 4 pounds. I mean, I'm making a big batch, so like.
Oh, you mix up more than one cake at the time.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But probably for one, like a pound. So
well, I jump back and forth between my pound cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'll make my grandmother's, and then I'll make the other.
I like a buttermilk one, too.
Oh, yes. I love a buttermilk.
Love good buttermilk.
But the thing about this sour cream pound cake and the other pound cake that I make, you can bring any flavor you want.
Add-ins.
It makes the most incredible coconut cake.
Oh.
And I'll use coconut flavoring.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And then I'll make, like, the 7-minute icing to go on it.
Oh, yeah. Yum.
And you talking about good, honey.
I bet.
Oh. Or you can do a chocolate chip. You can do
pecans.
Yes.
Butterscotch chips, cinnamon chips.
Yes. So you can take them in so many different directions.
I've even done like coffee, like espresso, you know, like ground.
Oh, yes.
I think that sour cream pound cake that you make is very forgiving, too.
Yes, it is.
Just get in the kitchen, y'all. It's not hard. And nobody's really going to... The only thing is you just got to get started. Because nobody is going to say, this is horrible.
That's exactly right.
If they're going to say it's delicious and maybe it doesn't look exactly like it, you know, it's perfect, but it's going to taste good. And it's just so much fun to bake.
You know what? I have found that the uglier my cake looks, the better it tastes. Yeah, it's just important that you get your children into the kitchen and start making memories for them that'll carry them through the rest of their lives.
I mean, look, you and I still remember, we still have, you know, and we're only 21, but we still We still have those.
Yes, we're making memories together.
That's
well,
right.
Well, Cheryl, I so appreciate you coming today, honey. I always,
always
enjoy every minute.
Love you, Miss Paula.
I love you too, darling. I can't let you go without us mentioning your cookbooks. Cheryl has two cookbooks, and they are incredible. Now, the first one is just all about sweets, isn't it, Cheryl?
It's Back in the Day, the Back in the Day Bakery Cookbook. There is one savory chapter in there, but it is mostly sweets.
Now, yep. Your new cookbook.
Yep. The new cookbook has even has a bread chapter. It has...
Griff is telling us his secrets.
I know. Griff is telling easy bread. The thing that kind of got him started in making bread. Simple loaves, classic, you know, loaves of bread.
Oh, there's hope for me yet.
And then I love the second one, too, because after each chapter, there's one little DIY craft project. And there's a lot of really fun ones to make with kids. There's a marshmallow chandelier, the one that's hanging in the bakery. And,
oh, that's great.
So, yeah, there's a lot of fun. And then the decorating the cookies that we did.
Yes.
So... they're both. I love. So it's Back in the Day Bakery Made with Love or the Back in the Day Bakery Cookbook. So.
Okay. Back in the Day Cookbook.
Yep.
Or Back in the Day Made with Love.
Right. Available wherever cookbooks are sold.
They'd make fabulous, fabulous Christmas gifts, y'all. I'm leaving for my book tour for my new book, Paula Deen Cuts the Fat. So I probably won't see you for a while.
Wow.
So again, I thank you, my dear friend, and I'm so happy for yours and Griff's success, and, you know, I love to see other women do well.
Yes, and we appreciate everything and all the nice things you've done for us, Paula.
Oh, I hadn't done anything, but...
We love you. Back in the Day loves you.
Oh,
so.
And I love y'all, and... go
still,
enjoy the holidays.
People come in every day
do they?
And say, tell Paula hello.
Oh.
I saw you on TV with Paula every, not a day.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, Cheryl, thank you for saying that to me. Like I said, I love seeing all of my local friends do well. So remember, on Black Friday, we're giving 3 platinum memberships away to the Paula Deen Club. And Cheryl, I can't tell you how much you get with that membership, like free magazine, free book, and discounts on any products that you might be in the need for. So just a lot of benefits. But in order to be eligible, you have to listen to the podcast.
Oh.
And at the end of each podcast, we share what the secret word
is. Can I share the secret?
Yes, you share the secret word.
So the secret word is pie.
Pie, y'all. Be sure and tune in on Black Friday, the Friday immediately following Thanksgiving at 12 o'clock, and we're going to be giving you the number to phone in. Remember, there's going to be 3 winners.
Exciting.
Yes. Love and best dishes, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's your chance to ask her anything. Just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like the chance to talk with her live.